It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Well, everybody knows what's in our confidence and supply agreement. And over the first year of our government, we've made progress on about a third of those priorities. And so next year, we're hoping to push the boat out on the next third set of those priorities. But in particular, youth mental health. So we've just slowly been getting a pilot up and running for 18 to 25-year-olds, which is in our confidence and supply agreement, but we really want to make sure that that pilot kind of works its way through and then rolls out to a broader audience next year. So that's kind of one of the top things that's on our priority list for the coming year.
And I did read that there's a regional mental health program that's going on. Is that sort of working towards sort of the way that the Green Party would like to the government to treat mental health?
Yes, it is. I mean, the mental health, of course, we've got a huge program of work across government, some of which the Green Party is leading, which is really the piece around the 18 to 25-year-olds. Tracy Martin, as part of her whole kind of children's strategy, has got responsibility for a piece of the work, which is the under 18 year-old cohort, and of course David Clark, as the health minister, is leading the whole strategy. So there's a lot of work going on in government around mental health, but in particular making sure that people are off to the best start in life.
Why did the Green Party decide to announce your priorities, or sort of reaffirm your priorities, before Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the government plan on Sunday?
Simply as a matter of making sure that we actually could communicate them. the Prime Minister, obviously, when she makes an announcement as significant as the one that she did yesterday, it fills a lot of pages in the newspapers, right? So we simply decided to go, and we coordinated this with the Prime Minister's office, to go a few days early just to make sure that we were able to get that message out there.
Do you feel like the Green Party's priorities correspond well with the priorities that the Prime Minister set out yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, we do. And this is, I think, the thing. This is like the message that we were trying to send yesterday at the Prime Minister's Our Plan launch, which is that, this is a true MMP government in which the priorities are a coalescence, if you like, of three parties. And actually, we formed the three parties who are in this government, actually formed the government on the basis that we had a lot in common. Yes, there are differences of opinion about particular things, but the fundamental direction we're actually all agreed on. And so the priorities that were outlined yesterday by the Prime Minister do correspond very well with where the Green Party wants to go in government. I mean, we obviously have our own take on it, which is why we, took the time to do our own piece of communications on Wednesday or Thursday. But the main thrust of it is that, we're really behind this government, and it means that the things that the Green Party has stood for the whole time that we've been in Parliament, we're actually now able to make some progress on.
Now, the National Party has said that it's the priorities announced yesterday are nothing new. What is your opinion on that?
Well, the work that we have been doing that sort of culminated in yesterday's launch, we've been doing really since March. And it does take a long time to align the public service and to kind of filter these things through. And because this is a very, very active government, I mean, we're literally trying to change everything and largely all at once, that process of prioritisation and sequencing is actually quite complex. The National Party's programme was called the Business Growth Agenda, and it actually took them their entire first term to develop that, and that was largely just the National Party, without a great deal of reference to its confidence and supply partners. So I think actually in this case we're actually doing better than the National Party did in their first term of government, because it did take them a long time for them to kind of coalesce around what their strategy for government was.
So just moving on to the Global Climate Action Summit, last week you were there in San Francisco. Can you talk a little bit about what went on?
Yeah, so the conference was hosted by Governor Jerry Brown of California and a group of the governors of states in the U.S., such as Hawaii, Washington State, California, New York State and others, who are all committed to the Paris Agreement and to making sure that the US does its part. And, you know, it's really interesting. The United States is actually going to hit their emissions reduction target largely because those states and huge numbers of their cities, including cities in Republican-led states, are actually making real strides on reducing their emissions. So in many ways, I think the conference had a number of purposes, one of which was to sort of send a very strong signal to the world that actually a majority of Americans are still committed to the Paris Agreement, and that you can do climate business with America. You just need to work out who to talk to, which is, you know, these states that were there. But for us, for New Zealand, really the value was who else was at the conference, and it was our kind of opportunity really to make a number of connections in advance of COP24 in Poland this year, but also in terms of trying to work out how we make the transition in our own domestic economy, because frankly every country in the world is facing similar challenges, right? We've all got to work out how to electrify our vehicle fleet. We've all got to work out, you know, how to get to 100% renewable electricity generation and so on. And so it was a real opportunity for us to make connections with other countries and talk about, you know, how we might cooperate to make this transition together.
So just in relation to that transition in renewable energy, the Productivity Commission has released a low emissions economy report that says that electricity generation needs to increase by between 45% and 65% as the economy moves away from fossil fuels. What is your opinion on this?
Oh, look, they're absolutely right. I mean, generation, New Zealand has gotten better and better at being more efficient in our use of electricity. And so while our economy has grown over the past kind of 10 to 15 years, electricity demand has remained about flat. But we do know that as we make the transition and as our population increases, as we make the transition to a low-carbon economy, that we are going to have to increase our generation capacity. And we've got plenty of opportunity to do that. You know, so New Zealand is, I guess, abundant, unlike most countries, in renewable resources. We've got geothermal, we've got sun, we've got wind, and if the technology ever comes on stream, we've got tidal, and marine power available to us as well. So the capacity is there. We just need to have a plan for when we bring on new generation, where it is, and what kind.
I suppose because in that report it does talk a little bit about the how we're going to manage between all those different sources of energy that we do have in New Zealand, because some are dependent on the weather. So it's about making sure that plan will be able to work for all the different types of weather that we experience across the country, which can be quite different the whole way along.
Yeah, it can, and that's really the nub of the challenge is to work out how we manage demand. And how we manage the winter peaking period, which in New Zealand is also when our hydro lakes are at their lowest, and so we have this kind of gap for about 3 months of the year where we've got essentially a kind of a pretty thin kind of capacity gap, if you like, that needs to be filled. And as we increase our reliance on electricity by electrifying our car fleet and so on and so forth, we will need to manage that. But I think that's entirely possible with new technology that's coming on stream. I think from, you know, my conversations with, generating companies and distribution companies, actually they're really optimistic that they're going to be able to do it.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.